This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. It is a delight always for us to come into your home or wherever you watch this program. We love sharing the global headlines with you, but even more we love giving you God's perspective from the Bible of what's happening around the world. We're going to be dealing with microchip implants. Jack has talked to us so very, very often about microchip implants.
When the New World Order comes into power, we Christians are gone. We've been raptured. The come up hither of Revelation 4:1. That's how near it all is.
There's going to be someone who really will be the head of the world government, all right? And the Bible teaches that he'll be able to keep track of everybody. I've often thought, how in the world could one man do that? Well, there are almost, not quite, but almost 7 billion people on earth. How could they keep track? Now, Jack has told us about a microchip that they're going to implant, correct, Jack?
Oh, yes. They've created it in Florida. Millions are out there already. You know how they're going to do it? They're going to say, this helps paraplegics. You put the little microchip in them and work it so that they can do things that they could never do before, and that sounds good. Then they say, we're going to put it in them for diseases, viruses, and this microchip will track the various viruses in their body. I'm going to say, oh, I'd like that. And then they say, we are going to also put it in them so that we can locate them at any time because of world terrorism. And that is the strong point. You want to be protected. Let us inject this thing into your skin, just like the Bible says in Revelation 13, verse 16. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of man, and his number is 600, 3 score and 6, 666. You've heard it many times. And they started with the revived Roman Empire, and they were calling it the European Community when it began, and it started with Belgium, Holland, and Luxembourg in 48, and by 1957, England, France, and Germany had joined for 6, and the Club of Rome, one of the organizations, said, this is approved by us, the Club of Rome, because it's truly the revived Roman Empire beginning. Well, by 1981, Greece joined for number 10, and they said, this is it, this is Bible prophecy, because it says there are only going to be 10 to begin. Who were they? Where is it located? Daniel 7, verses 7, 8, 20, 24, Revelation 12, 3, Revelation 13, 1, and Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, 12, and 16. Wow, it was there. But wait, the Bible goes on to say it's going to become global, the new world order. And that's Revelation 13, 1, where the leader arises in the area of the Mediterranean. And he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And in Daniel 8, 23, he's the king of stern and fierce countenance. And he devours the whole world in Daniel 7, 23, the new world order. And Rexella, God shows me light. You know, I've always said to you people, he's going to come out of the Roman Empire, but I didn't see it clearly. And when God shows me new light, I'm willing to admit that maybe I didn't have it all in place as I should. You see, I've told you many times about this image representing the empires of history. Egypt and Assyria were already finished. There were to be 7. And number 3 was Babylon, the head of the image. Number 4 was Medo-Persia, the chest and the arms. Number 5 was Greece, which happened to be the stomach and thighs. Number 6, get it now, was Rome. But all I've ever interpreted was the right leg, the western part, now up to 27 nations. I never ever considered the left leg, which was the Muslim leg, in Constantinople, Turkey, the land and the leadership of the Muslims now of the world, along with Egypt. Wow, but wait a minute, there's more. The Club of Rome has now said we are going to regionalize all the nations of the world into one global unit. And it will be called the New World Order, but it will be 10 regions that make up the entire empire. All the nations on earth. But all of it will be the Roman Empire revived. All of it will be part of the European Union because they'll head it all up. So now I see where perhaps the Antichrist could come out of any nation on the face of the earth. This is Bible prophecy. And remember, when it happens, we're gone. And when it's in full swing, for it only lasts 7 years, Christ comes back and puts a stop to it. That's how near the rapture and his return to the earth 7 years later is. Keep living for him.
And now, friends, I just want to say that I saw a picture that really, really startled me. You know, all babies are beautiful and innocent, aren't they? And a gift of life from God. Oh, take a look at this picture. A beautiful baby boy. Do you know who this was? All right, we'll go to the next picture and you will see Adolf Hitler. The Hitler revelation. Did Hitler strike a bargain with the devil in November 1918? Oh my, he wanted to exterminate the Jews. Well, here's somebody else that does. Ahmadinejad's messianic policy. We're going to go on and Jack will explain that further. Hamas accuses UN of plan to teach Gaza kids Holocaust lies. And Accord opens Holocaust archive. Oh my, I can't believe that anybody could say that it was all a lie. There's so much proof. We all know that it's history and we don't ever want it to happen again. But Hitler and Ahmadinejad have something in common, don't they, Jack?
Yeah, they're both anti-Semites to the core. Hitler killed 6 million, and Ahmadinejad wants to kill more than 6 million. His goal is the liquidation of all the Jews and blot out Israel from off the face of the map. Now, hear me carefully. Psalm 83:4 is his goal. Let us cast Israel off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. And what's behind it all? 1 Chronicles 21:1. Satan stood against Israel. Oh, how the devil hates the Jew, because God loves his chosen people, Israel. Deuteronomy 7:7-8. Hitler sold out to the devil. This man says his God has given him a connection. And it is that if he can get rid of the Jews and the nation of Israel and go after the great Satan, America, his Mahdi, the Messiah of Islam, will come. Now, I'm going to tell you about my Jesus. First of all, he's our God. The second member of the Trinity. Christ came who is over all God, blessed forever, Romans 9:5. Great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. This is the Father speaking to his own Son. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Now, if the Father doesn't know who his Son is, no one does. He's God. And I like 1 John 5:20, we believe in Christ. This is the true God. He's not going to be a Muslim evangelist. Secondly, he's the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. And he's the only Savior of the world. Listen to John 1:12, as many as receive Christ, to them God gave the power to become the sons of God. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. He that believeth not shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John 5:40, Jesus said, you will not come to me that you might have life. John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. And I love 1 John 5:11-13. Way there in that epistle, at the back of your Bible, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. For verse 12, he that has the Son has life, he that does not have the Son hath not life. If you don't believe that, preach anything else, the judgment of God is upon you. Galatians 1:8, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, let him be accursed. I believe it. And my Jesus is coming back as the King of kings and Lord of lords, Revelation 19:16, to rule for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And you're not going to wipe Israel from off the map, because my Jesus is going to sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem. Listen to this. Gabriel's talking to Mary. And he says, that baby that's just been born of you is called the Son of God. And he shall sit upon the throne of his father David, and he shall rule over Israelites and Jerusalem and the world forever and forever. And of his kingdom there be no end. That's why Matthew 5:35 calls Jerusalem the city of the great king. Satan may stand against the Jew, but God is going to protect them. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They will prosper who love you, Israel. And that's Psalm 122:6.
Is this Savior of the world your Savior? Is he in your heart? How important it is to be ready. Oh, Jack, it's so important.
I used this verse a few moments ago, John 1:12, as many as received Christ, to them gave God the Father power to become sons and daughters. When you're a son or a daughter, you've had a birth. You've been born again. How? Receiving Christ. It's that simple. Do it right now. Jesus, thank you for your death. Thank you for every pain you suffered because of your love for my soul. Thank you for that precious holy blood that cleanses and makes us white as snow. Jesus, I receive what you did for me. And I invite you now into my heart to be my Savior so I can be with you forever. Amen.
Amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack. And if you did, will you write me this week? I'm going to put my address on the screen right now. Jack Vinnipie Ministries, please write and let me know if you opened your heart to the Lord. Maybe you're on drugs. And maybe you are having a terrible time with alcohol, other things in your life you want to get rid of. When you opened your heart to the Lord, he became your Savior, not only for eternity, but he'll save you right now and help you through tomorrow and give you joy. I trust. Write to me, please. I'll send you this little book of first steps in a new direction. He'll walk with you, I promise. I love this thought. No matter how dark your past, with Christ, your future is bright. Oh, how good to trust in him today. We're going to be looking forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,